Yes, but that lawyer fellow said what you had to do was to retract.
I know what he said. He told me I had to say I was sorry about them chickens and put it in the paper.
Just being sorry you said that Senator Bunn stole chickens ain't going to help you none. I tell you, you got to retract. You better go ahead and do it, or it'll cost you $10,000. Now, here. You take this piece of paper and get busy.
Well, how do I start?
Let's see. Why don't you start it out by putting down N.B.? I see a lot of notices in the paper that starts out that way.
Yeah, but what does N.B. mean?
Well, it stands for... Oh, Landy Goshen, you don't know nothing, do you? I never see such a dumb fella. Now, wait a second till I get the dictionary, and I'll look at that for you. Now, what let's see here.
What's it say?
Hold your horses, Kent. You ain't found it yet. Here it is, N.B. N.B., not a bean. Put it down.
Is that the way you retract?
No, that's just a sort of headline you put down when you put a notice in the paper. Now, wait a second. I'll look up retract, too.
Say, if this notice is supposed to say I'm sorry for what I said about Senator Bunn, I ought to put his name down somewhere, oughtn't I?
Yes, that's a good idea. Put it down while I'm looking up this word. Here should be. Retract. Latin.
Do I got to write it in Latin?
Well, that's what it says here. Suppose you do.
Yeah, but I can't write in Latin.
Well, then write it in pig Latin. Write it in pig Latin. You can do that, can't you? I'll keep still for a minute. Retract. Latin. Re. Back. Factor. To draw.
What do I do? I draw a picture of Senator Bunn?
No, you draw a picture of a chicken. Go ahead and draw it. I got to look up another word here.
What word?
No, it says here to see revoke. Now,
there's the picture of the chicken. How does it look?
It looks more like a pig, if you ask me.
Well, that's all right. It's supposed to be in pig Latin, ain't it? What do I do now?
Wait a second here. Revoke. Shows here that that's Latin, too. Revoke, re-back, vocare, to call. Get the idea? It means to call back.
Call back what?
Call back the chickens. You know how to call back chickens, don't you?
Certainly I do. You just say, chicky.
Yes, put it down in pig Latin, though. Oh, it says something else here, too. It says revoke means to fail to put on fitting suit.
Shucks, I only got one suit.
Oh, it don't mean your suit.
Whose suit does it mean? The chickens?
There you go. Getting all mixed up again, Eb. Senator Bunn's suit. Put it down.
In pig Latin?
Let's see. No, I guess this part is in just straight American.
Well, is that all?
Nope, there's some more here. To fail to put on fitting suit. Not to be confused with, can't seem to make out the next word. S-L-O-U-G-H.
Now, shucks, look it up.
Nabbit more that darn monkey business. I wish you'd kept your trap shut in the first place about them chickens. We wouldn't have had all this... S-L-O-U-G-H. It's pronounced slough. Says it's a marsh, drainage canal, or sewer. You got that?
And I don't rush me. I'm getting it. Just a minute here.
Go ahead.
There you be.
Well, read it over. Let's see how it sounds.
Not a bean bun. And then comes the picture of the chicken.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Ickin-shay.
Hold on. What's that?
They're calling chickens in pig Latin.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Your suit don't fit, and you're confused with a sewer.
That sounds kind of funny to me, but that's what the dictionary said, all right. Well, I reckon we better put that down about being sorry, too, just to make it airtight, huh?
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry you stole them chickens.
That ought to cover it.
Yes.
Now, just sign your name at the bottom and take it over to the Gazette office.
All right.
And say, Eb, and don't forget that lawyer fella said it had to run the first page.
Yeah, I won't forget.
If you don't, it'll be a miracle. Never see such a fella, always getting messed up into trouble. Didn't have me to tell him what you... do around here, do you?
Hey, Mr. Winklebottom, it's you, is it?
Look at here, Hector Smith. What's this I hear about you putting up half the money for a public statue?
Yes, that's right. Me and Senator Bunn are donating it to the Hitler.
You and Senator Bunn.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know that he's just working you? You put up half the money and he'll get all the credit. What do you know about statues anyhow?
What do I know about statues?
I should ask you.
Say, maybe you know my father's one of the finest carvers in this country.
You mean he carved statues for museums?
No, a ham for a delicatessen store.
My uncle was very talented, too.
Yes, indeed. Very talented with a brush and chisel. Mm-hmm. In fact, he had the reputation of being the biggest chisel in town.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do a little sculpting, too, in my spare moments.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, I did. I did. If you don't believe it, you just write to the British Museum. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you. Well, I was the one who carved the bust of the famous British statesman, Sir Charles Thomas Beer. It was carved out of a solid block of terracotta that weighed exactly...
Wait a minute, dear. What's terracotta?
Yes, that's right. A solid block of terracotta...
What's terracotta?
Terracotta?
Yes.
Why, terracotta it was carved out of a block of marble. I'll never forget the day I began to work on that bust.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. It was a very difficult task, Mr. Wittenbottom, a very difficult task.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to proceed with the utmost precision, especially in cutting the expression around the mouth and lips. For this, I used 3 sets of high-tempered chisels and a rubber ring.
What is the rubber ring for?
And I was cutting the lips.
What was the rubber ring for?
Oh, that was for cutting teeth. As I was working on the lips and chin, Sir Charles Beer walked right into my studio.
Yes.
And he was amazed. Yes, sir, positively amazed at how closely the bust resembled him.
Yes.
In fact, the bust said it was almost unbelievable.
Sir Charles Beer said it was almost unbelievable?
No, the bust said it.
Well, how could the bust say it?
It was a speaking likeness.
You see,
I really made a bad mistake there, Mr. Winterbottom.
You did?
I wasn't even thinking, and I made a bad mistake.
Mm.
The face was so lifelike that it started to grow whiskers, and I had to shave it every day.
What? Say, you look here.
However, one of the most difficult things was this.
What?
At the corner of his mouth, Sir Thomas Beer had a scar.
He had a scar?
Yes.
What kind of scar?
A 15-cent cigar, 2 for a quarter.
I thought you said scar. Scar, not cigar.
Scar?
Yes.
Scar.
That's what it said, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did say scar, didn't I?
You did.
Yes.
He had a scar on his chin.
How'd he get it?
He kicked himself.
Say,
what's the matter with you, Hector Smith? How could he kick himself in the chin?
Did I say he kicked himself?
You most certainly did.
Well, say, I certainly got to compliment you now, Mr. Winterbottom.
What?
Gee, Willikers.
What?
Why, that's a very keen observance of yours, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It all goes to show that breeding counts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he kicked himself, and
wait a minute now. Just stop all this for a minute. How in perdition could a fella kick high enough to kick himself in the chin,
He climbed up on a stepladder.
Just a minute here. You look here, Hector Smith. Just stop it all now. Stop it. You never carved no bust to Sir Thomas Beer or nobody else.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that is so.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Winterbottom. I just did carve the bust to Sir Thomas Beer.
Yes. Well, where is it? What'd you do with it?
What'd I do with it?
Yes.
I donated it to the public library.
You did, did you?
Yes.
Well, I reckon right there is where I caught you in a lie.
A lie?
Yes.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, that's what I said, a lie.
Oh, gosh.
Because there ain't no bust to Sir Thomas Beer in the library.
Yes, that's right. I wanted to give it to the library, but they wouldn't take it.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Because they said the public library was no place for a beer bust.
What? Say, you get out of here. Go on, get.
Get
right
in your life. That's what I do. Get in your life.